Wow. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boss Fight Podcast. It's that dude, Steven Civilian. I'm joined by my buddy, my guy, my pal, Paul Edwards. Paul, how are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing fucking excellent, besides the fact that we live on the surface of Mars currently. I don't know if you've looked outside.
It's kind of weird.
The fucking air quality today is like the worst on the planet, specifically in like the three cities we live in.
The worst on the planet?
On the planet right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You're supposed to be wearing an N95 mask outside right now.
What?
Yeah, it's considered dangerous to your health, the air today.
Well, good thing I don't go outside.
good thing I came over here with my windows down and no mask on. Fucking YOLO.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, you'd have to be outside for quite a while.
I would assume so. And obviously, it's like if you have asthma or something, you're way more at risk. But it's like, it's bad. It looks like Silent Hill outside. It's just all smoke.
It does look weird outside. And also, it's really hot.
It's fucking hot. It's mid-October. It's hot as hell. Everything's dead because it hasn't rained. We've had less rain this summer than Las Vegas.
Wow.
They had like 0.4 inches. We've had like 0.24.
Really?
All summer. We had the rainiest spring in the history of our recorded weather and the driest summer in the history of our recorded weather, back to back.
Wow. You are really up to date on weather.
Bro, I think about this shit a lot. I think about it a lot.
You're really up to date on weather.
I look out of my yard, I see like a tumbleweed go by. I'm like, where the fuck am I? I think about that shit all the time.
Yeah. I still hate that I don't have air conditioning in this house.
Yeah, man. Washington is far behind on the AC front.
Every new build should have air conditioning.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a human need.
It's not even that expensive. The environmental impact of that would suck, though.
What?
If every house had an AC, that's so much power usage and like it's bad.
But every house everywhere else has AC. What are you talking about?
We need to not only... So if we're going to do AC on every house, we need to add solar panels on every house.
Okay. At the same time.
That should exist already too.
Yeah, okay.
So if we do that, I'll co-sign the air conditioner.
Next question. It's a basic human need. You need a refrigerator, you need air conditioning.
I agree. I think I agree with you.
I did read that like living in so much air conditioning, our body's just terrible at adjusting to different temperatures.
Oh, I know that firsthand.
Like we're awful at it. Like our body should be normal going to like really hot to really cold and kind of being fine and not, but we complain if there's a 10 degree change. Like
you know me.
Yeah.
I sleep like in a 58 degree room. So it's like when I go anywhere where it's just remotely warm, I will fucking complain the whole time. I like need to strip my clothes off because I'm so hot. It's terrible.
I hate being warm.
I hate it. It's what... I've had this conversation with a lot of people of like, what's better, being really hot or really cold? The answer is obviously being very cold.
Being very cold.
You just put on some layers.
Because you can warm up. But when you're really hot, you can't cool
down.
Put
a nice blanket on. Drink some hot cocoa. Yeah. When you're hot, what the fuck can you do? Fucking run around naked? I mean, like, that's the end game.
Mm-hmm.
The end game of being too cold is you're bundled up in a blankie. That's way better.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
So the last time we posted an episode, it was just you doing a solo episode.
It was.
You did a great job.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
It's just an hour of talking to yourself.
Yeah,
it was weird. Do you do that often?
I do. Surprisingly,
you seem well practiced.
I'm one of those people that like I have mock conversations a lot.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I do for sure.
Out loud?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like. If I have something that's like really pressing, like something I'm really thinking about a lot, like especially if it's something that I'm gonna talk about, like say, you know, easy example would be like I have a big work meeting with the bosses tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll often have that conversation with myself just so I can hear myself say some of my thoughts to make sure they sound as good as they do in my head.
Interesting.
Because I have like I kind of have a bit of a disconnect, I think, sometimes between the thoughts in my head and what they sound like out loud.
Yeah.
And I think most people do, but to varying degrees. I definitely have I do it a lot, quite a bit.
I can confidently say I've never done that.
Really?
Never. Not once.
Like you never just chilling by yourself and just even silently, but just have like a whole, like you'll go on a whole big like spiel about something when you're solo.
No.
See, that's fucking weird to me. I do that 24/7. 24/7.
That sounds stressful.
It kind of is. It kind of is. And it also, like, I think it kind of, for me, makes it easy for me to be by myself.
Okay.
you know.
Now you're starting to sound like a crazy person.
Yeah, I know a little bit, but like
I have little short, like here's like three sentences I want to say, and I think about them, or here's how I want to start a conversation. But no, I don't. I know.
I wonder. Honestly, now I'm wondering, like,
no, I think
how
I think,
weird is it?
I don't know. Well, it sounds weird to me, but me not doing that sounds weird to you. So I guess we're 50-50.
Maybe like we need people to weigh in on this because honestly, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Because I seriously do this all the time. So for me to do a solo podcast is like easy as shit. I felt awkward for the first like 5 minutes because like not only am I having a conversation with myself, but like I'm performing for myself because I'm recording it.
Yeah.
But like as soon as that went away, it was like I could probably do this for 12 fucking hours straight because I'd do that anyways.
Wow. Doing a solo episode would be hard for me. I thought about doing it, but so yeah, that was gosh, 2 weeks ago. The reason why we haven't been posting is we've been trying to up our production.
Yep.
We're now sitting in my house at an official table in my office. We have everything's live. The drops we're doing live, everything's live. We were supposed to have video that hasn't really worked out yet, but we're like, let's just record an audio. We'll do the video this weekend. We'll get this straight.
Yeah.
But that's been the delay.
Yep. Learning new equipment.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like we were gonna record, I had a headache. We were gonna record, shit came up. It sucks being fucking old and hurt, bruh.
Yeah, it does.
I'm like, I've got a list of injuries going on.
Okay.
Let's
hear them. Oh, you got your groin. You got your groin injury that you hurt by eating a cheeseburger. How did you hurt it?
That's not even that far from fucking correct. Okay, so. We went to Haidilao, okay? Nice high-end meat restaurant and ate pounds of meat.
Yeah.
Right? When we left Haidilao, I thought I had a bad cramp. It was like in my right inner thigh, like upper groin.
Uh-huh.
Like right where the leg connects, you know what I'm saying? And I thought it was a cramp, so like I limped to the car. You remember, it was bad.
Yeah.
That still hurts like a month later. Like, it's been, what, 3 weeks, a month since then?
It's been a month, for sure.
Still hurts off and on. The other day, we're hanging out. The floss dance comes up.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's
right. The
fucking floss comes up.
And that's because Link, my son, asked us all to floss, which is kind of cute and
I be
really
flossing.
Funny. So he got up and started flossing.
Yeah.
I tried to teach you how to floss because you didn't get it all the way yet.
And I learned it.
You did.
I know how to floss now, but I did about like four like slow-mo flosses, pulled my whole shit.
Yeah.
Pulled my whole shit.
You did.
Re-aggravated the injury doing floss. That's like the second I knew I was old as fuck.
Yeah, pulling a groin flossing. It's dude, pretty old.
It's like I was being gatekept from flossing. Like the fucking floss gods were like, dude, you're too old.
And you
bro.
Can't say no to Link when he's standing there asking you to floss. No, he's too cute.
What am I gonna do? Like, dude, no, I'm too cool for this. Too old.
You gotta say yeah.
So I flossed it up and got re-hurt. Fortunately, it seems to be on the mend. My groin is coming back together. I'm able to walk. Went to the gym, nearly died. I'm back.
Now you're back.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is we will be releasing this podcast in video form as well, like other very popular podcasts where you can just watch us sit here and talk and see us.
Yeah, and it's going to be pretty sweet, actually. We got a whole fucking nice little setup going on.
Yep.
I'm kind of excited about it. It's going to be weird, though. There's going to be people that listen to us that don't know what we look like, really. Apart from like two images that exist of us on our shared page.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like weird. Because have you ever had that experience where like there's people you listen to, like streamers maybe that don't have a face cam and then you see them and you're like, what the fuck? That's what they look like?
All the time.
Yeah. That happened to me way back in the day with the Yogs cast. I thought Simon from the Yogs cast was like a skinny, maybe Middle Eastern guy or something. Yeah. Like I thought it was weird. And he turned out to be like a big fat old white guy. It was real weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's true. I wonder if people only hear our voices, what they think we look like.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'm going to make sure, you know, get shaved up proper, look nice and clean.
Yes. So the goal would be in next week, we release a podcast that's also a video form. It'll be at the Boss Fight Podcast YouTube channel, which has one subscriber, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be an uphill climb over there.
Yeah, we're going to be. But, you know, I think some people would prefer to have the video up listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to hopefully play multimedia while we do it. So we're going to be trying different things.
We're going to have to find that balance. And I think we'll need like people's input as well. Because like there's some podcasts that are full on video that like you're not going to want to listen to in your car.
because they share videos or they too show pictures. Yeah,
too much visual comedy, too much visual references going on, and you're listening to it like, what the fuck am I supposed to be seeing?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you've got the other side where there's people who want that sauna. We got to find that mix.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. Well, for today, though, you just get a nice, long, classic podcast. Yeah. Because we haven't really sorted out the video, and we don't want to keep waiting. So here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So,
and some of these topics are getting old already. Like the Super Mario trailer. It's like 2 weeks old.
Yeah, we got to get this fucking thing out, dude.
Speaking of, still haven't watched it.
Well, that's when it would be nice if we had the multimedia because could watch it live. I feel like you're going to need to watch it. So why don't you like maybe try to sneak it in while we're like having a drop go or something? That might be the way.
Okay. Maybe I'll just hold it up and play it and you can hear the audio through my phone.
That might be the way. Because honestly, you're going to need to see it because the big thing, we need to discuss the big hot issue with
okay, you. Okay. But before we get to all that, let's start with some rapid fire questions.
Oh, yeah.
I can talk over the drop.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for.
It's Woo. That.
It's that.
Rapid fire. Woo. Rapid fire.
You're Mario right there. Better.
I was just thinking that as I did that Mario sound, I was like, hey, I did a pretty good Mario.
Yeah, they should have hired you, bro.
They should have hired me to be Mario. I'm Italian.
Yeah.
Which Chris Pratt isn't.
Absolutely not.
And I can definitely do the Mario. Whoop. Woohoo.
Yeah. You gotta watch.
He doesn't stand a chance. All I heard is that he just uses his regular voice. We'll talk about it later. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna do rapid fire questions, and we also have a new segment called Shower Thoughts, but we'll talk about that in a second. Paul's got a shower thought for us, but we'll start off with one rapid fire question each, and we'll pass it over to Paul.
Yeah. So I put a lot of thought into this. It's been a long time since our last episodes.
Sure, you just Googled something.
Yeah, I Googled it like 4 minutes ago. But this is kind of an interesting one, actually. Uh-huh. It's better than some of my. Remember last one? It was like car or truck. Yeah. These are a little better.
That was actually funny.
It worked out, but okay.
So these are would you rathers?
It's a would you rather.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone else?
Oh, I feel like both of those are just a fucking burden I don't want.
They both sound awful.
Wait, hold on. So if I see 10 minutes into the future, does my am I frozen in time? And when I'm seeing 10 minutes in the future, am I always seeing like a picture or am I seeing like a video?
That's a great question. I think we're going to make this up on the fly. I think you're able to see a live stream of 10 minutes into your future. So video.
Okay.
How does that even work, right? Because then it'd be like when you have two, it'd be like mirrors going forever. Like when you have two mirrors, because you could do things here and then it'd be just happening. I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, I'd rather see into somebody else's future. I'm not that concerned about mine. Although, like, what would I use that for?
So if you could see into, like, other people's future, that would also a lot of times give you the ability to see into your own future.
It could if you're with that person.
So that's kind of like the workaround for this. Like, so if you're interacting with them, obviously you're 10 minutes in their future.
I have to find a job where that's useful.
There's got to be one, like pre-crime prevention.
Oh, God. Like Minority Report?
Yeah.
But like a shitty version?
Yeah, like a shitty 10-minute janky one guy's opinion version.
You'd have to know the one person that's going to do a crime.
Yeah. You got to go track them down. Or like maybe you can like... Maybe you're able to like how Batman had that shit with all the screens.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do that and see a shit ton of people's futures, but you only got 10 minutes to get there.
Okay. Yeah, it just seems like such a burden.
It really does.
Because every little thing that you see that somebody does that doesn't feel morally right, you'd have some weird guilt over not fixing.
What if you were watching like somebody else's future that you're talking to and like...
Man, you could do sports betting pretty well.
Oh. See, okay, now you're onto something here. Gambling?
Gambling.
Crime. Oh, there's a lot of gambling. Crime.
No, gambling, my own future gambling is probably the best.
100%. So you know, like you know the turn, the river, fucking know what's going to hit every blackjack. Oh, dude, you could make a shit ton
of
money.
You
wouldn't
want to do poker because people can still win with shitty hands.
True.
So you'd want to do like...
You'd want to be able to use the other people's future then. You can look at all their cards.
True. But doing like craps or something, easy money.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, I mean, I think you could be just grossly rich. And
you
people
just
would
use
really
it to
wonder.
Be self-serving, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. I think all these type of powers, like when you have these where it's like, would you rather fly or be invisible? I think at first you'd always use them to be self-serving, but then you'd get probably bored, right? And then you'd start trying to find...
I don't know. Would you be bored? Unless,
I think eventually.
A bunch of money all the time?
I think... I mean, billionaires are bored, bro.
They are.
They're not all just loving it, right? At some point, you'd be like, I want to use this power for good, maybe. Mm-hmm. Unless you're just a piece of shit.
That's why Brady's still playing football.
Fucking. Dude, he really should have retired.
He should have.
Holy shit, he should have retired.
Yeah, so what about you? Did you pick?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with my own future as well.
Okay.
Because it would be, I don't want to know the inner thoughts of others. I don't want to know anything about
would
what other people
are. Would you know their inner thoughts or you just
watching the video? Not necessarily, but just, it's in the same line. I honestly don't give a shit what anyone else has got going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you, your future's your future.
Can you pick anybody though? Like anyone in the world that you know of? That's different. Or do they have to be like in your radius? Like you have to be near them to be able to see their future.
Does that change your answer?
Yeah, because it'd just be cool to see what people are doing in other parts of the world.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you can tap into anyone anywhere.
Then yeah, I'd pick that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What purpose does that serve you though? Like what the fuck is Tom Brady up to?
Well, I think it's just a better power in general.
Yeah.
Not something that I would really be into. You know how people watch like Big Brother or whatever?
Yeah.
You could just like
just
go,
spy on people?
Just spy on people.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's
you could be weird.
That's one way to do it.
I wouldn't do that. I don't have time to do that, and I don't care about anybody else's life. I really don't.
No, and that's why I'd only use it for myself, and I'd only use it until I was disgustingly rich, and then I'd probably hang up the power.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What do you got? You got one over there?
Yeah. Okay. My rapid fire question this week. If you could change the sounds that your body makes, for example, burp, fart, yawn, sneeze, what new sound effects would you replace your normal sounds with on your body?
Holy shit. Okay, the first one I'm replacing because it fucking kills me is the sound of my own chewing.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the sound of other people eating, but, like, even sometimes the sound of my own eating bothers me.
Especially if you have, like, you're kind of sick and your ears are a little plugged and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, like, depending on, like, what you're eating,
like right now, if
textures,
you eat with headphones on, it'd be awful.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Like, even your own eating would trigger, like, misophonia.
But what would you replace that with?
I'd replace it, like, couldn't we just replace
some
it with,
lo-fi
like...
lo-fi hip-hop.
The sound of, like, a babbling brook, like, rolling water.
Okay. Again,
just air.
So every time you eat, you just hear rolling water. Well, no, that's the showers.
That's true. That's our drop.
That's our drop.
But I'm just like, I'd replace it with like think about just the most chill shit you can think about. But that'd be kind of weird though. That'd be kind of like you could replace it with like, yeah, if you replace it with like some beats.
Yeah.
Every time you take a bite, it's like dum dum bum bum bum.
You could. Every time you fart, it's like dun 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 dun.
Be lit.
Dun 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 dun.
That actually would be top tier for like a week, and then you'd hate it because everyone else hearing this too, right?
Everyone else would hear it.
Yeah,
I mean, mine are all getting replaced with like just a bunch of like video game sounds.
Pew, 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 pew.
Every time you sneeze, it's like dun 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 dun.
That would be lit. That would be lit. Yeah, like 16-bit era video game sounds would be top tier. Yeah, I think eating, I'm going with something though. Like it's got to be real subtle. It's got to be airflow, like wind through the trees. Fart could be like, yeah, I'd probably go something funny with that because I'm like 14 years old and think farts are funny. So I'd go with like, you know, like a.
You could also pick like a
a duck quack or something.
Like a duck quack. Oh my god!
Wait, that's like what they already sound like.
That is kind of what they already, it's kind of what they already sound like.
Yeah, I think I just like farts as they are. I think I just leave them.
You could have like Will Ferrell saying something verbal. Like it doesn't have to be sounds. It could be somebody being like fart. Somebody,
it's like a subtitle.
Yeah, what
it's
if you're
it's like a dub, like an English dub.
Yeah,
your,
what if you replace
noises?
Yeah, what if you replace everything you do with the actual, like every time you burp, it's somebody going burp. That'd be funny, actually. That might be my favorite.
That actually would be incredible.
Yawn
again for about a week. Could you imagine?
How often do you really do all these things?
Oh, a fucking lot.
Yeah, I guess you do. Sneeze probably.
I don't sneeze very often.
I don't sneeze very often.
And I love them too. It's a shame. I love sneezing.
Sneezing's an interesting feeling.
You know, people get like those 4, 5, 6 sneezes in a row. I've never had that. I get one and done every time.
Does that make you sad?
It does. It really does. I get one and done every time.
All right. Well, I think that's actually a pretty funny question to think about. I wish I had more time to think about it. but I just found that one as well.
Like the smart answer. There's the smart answer and there's the funny answer. I think we've
the smart answer is your like kind of relaxation.
Real, like the sound of air, like the sound of wind, you know, like just nothing.
Yeah.
But God, fuck, dude, that actually might be very hard to deal with.
I don't like that, actually.
Because you know what? Thing, like, your actions have to sync up with the sound.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that really probably break your brain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on to our new segment that we don't have a drop for. And that's shower thoughts.
Yeah.
Which I like the idea, which is a random thought that Paul had.
Yeah.
While he was taking a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I had one. I had one. And, you know, sometimes you'll have one. And
what we're going to try to do is actually have these be shower thoughts.
100%.
Right? We don't want them to be, because everything we talk about is shower thoughts.
Pretty much.
But we want this segment to be actually something you thought of while you were legitimately taking a shower.
Yeah. And this is 100% one of those.
Okay.
Because, like, as we've established, I have a lot of solo conversations.
Apparently, you fucking do. So
I think about a lot of random shit, solo dolo. Now, I was taking a shower the other day, and for some reason, actually, you know what? I didn't even remember the train of thought of how I got here.
Okay.
I was thinking about Warzone. I was thinking about Warzone 2. Then I was thinking about the good old days of Warzone.
Yeah.
I was thinking about buying skins and operators in Warzone. And then I thought,
Skins just sounds weird to say.
It does. And then I thought about what was the last one I bought, and it was the Mecha Godzilla bundle.
Oh, that might be close to the last one I bought too.
Yeah, because like the game's been pretty much fucking dead since then.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 months ago.
So that got me to thinking about Mecha Godzilla.
Okay.
Which got me to thinking about the idea of how fucking stupid it is to create a giant robot monster to fight a real monster.
Okay.
And why have humans decided that that is the best weapon against them in these fantastical films?
Okay. Probably because it looks best on film, having a giant thing fight a giant thing.
Let's assume that films are rooted in actual logic in this scenario.
Oh, God.
Like, imagine we are actually dealing with a kaiju outbreak,
okay,
like the movie Pacific Rim, which also uses giant mech monsters that like wield swords to fight fucking intergalactic monsters, right? Yeah. There is no way that that's the best counter.
Well, it's obviously not.
At best, you are going to match that monster, which is not the fight you want.
No.
If you have a fucking imminent threat, you want a very one-sided battle, which would be like nukes.
And we can also, like, barely build cars.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, like, when you go back to the old Godzilla movies and these motherfuckers found a way to, like, build Mechagodzilla, like, that's ridiculous.
A skyscraper walking fighting machine.
Yeah. That's just ridiculous.
It's a little ridiculous.
It is.
It's a little fantastical.
It is. But, like, Pacific Rim is... I really was thinking about Pacific Rim because that's
more future. Pacific Rim, they actually have people, like, working inside of them.
Yeah, they got someone in there operating it, and it's more future, so I could believe that we have more tech and the ability to build these big fantastical things. But it, really, like, if you have fucking Mothra coming at you, do you really want to fight it with a giant sword? Like, how is that the fucking weapon of choice? Like, we have lasers and shit.
Yeah, no, definitely giant, just, yeah, definitely lasers.
Like lasers?
Drones. Like, you'd want is drones with lasers.
Drones with lasers. Fucking... With Godzilla,
imagine 10,000 little drones with lasers. He didn't stand a chance.
Do you think that's the best? That leads me to think about this. What do you think is the single best weapon against Godzilla?
Drones
with lasers isn't bad. Or like satellites with lasers.
I like drones with lasers.
That seems like probably the most effective weapon we are capable of as man.
Also, like
bioweaponry.
We could do bio. I was thinking more like sticky grenades that have drills in them.
Yeah.
Imagine like a drone that flies like a leech, sticks a Godzilla skin, and then drills inside of it and plants like poison in or stuff and kills it from internally.
That's an incredible idea.
I just thought of that on the fly.
That's, see, if we're able to build giant walking fucking fighting robots, we could definitely build that.
Yeah, imagine a drone flies up, sucks onto it like a leech.
Yeah.
Does some sort of like drilling, piercing of a skin.
Yeah.
And then like poisoning it from the inside.
What if like...
that's the best answer.
What if for Godzilla, like, I mean, that I could think of like a million better ways to kill Godzilla. Like, I'd rather build a fucking giant pit that goes all the way down to the fucking mantle, the lava mantle, and then put a fake city facade over it.
What are you talking about?
And he like walks.
What in the anime?
He slowly walks into your city to fuck your shit up, and he just falls through.
That's the dumbest anime idea I've ever heard of.
That is literally better than fighting him with a walking monster carrying a fucking sword.
Not only that, but like what happens in the movies is like Godzilla appears.
Yeah.
And then they just build a Mecha Godzilla, like they had one just in the plans already ready to go.
You know, I have,
you know how much research and development would be
fucking required? Ridiculous amount.
Ridiculous amount.
It Mecha God, is that the backstory of Mecha Godzilla? I'll be honest, I'm pretty bad on my monster movies.
I don't know anything.
I'm pretty sure man built him. Maybe the plans were divined from like
somebody had a prophecy.
Yeah, from wherever Godzilla comes
in
from.
2 years you will need to build a Mecha Godzilla. To fight another Godzilla.
You need to invent servos and fucking hydraulic pistons capable of carrying this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, I spent an entire shower, and it was a long one, like a good 20 minutes, just thinking about how fucking dumb it is to fight kaiju with giant robots.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not the best option.
No, I think our best weapon is satellite mounted lasers.
Yeah, or just drone attacks.
Drones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I do like the leech approach.
The leech approach is pretty fire.
Because like his short stubby ass arms ain't reaching spots on his back. Nah.
Mm-mm. He's like a T-Rex, bro.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's not getting them off. He'd have to lay on his back and just scrub it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Godzilla taking a shit? What does he eat and drink?
They don't think about this when they're developing these.
How does he stay alive? What's he eating? What's he drinking?
That's a fucking great... Yeah, like nothing.
Why doesn't Godzilla pee? You know what this makes me think about? It always makes me think about like all the villains in films, right? Mm-hmm. Darth Vader included. Like, mm-hmm. They have to sit down and take a shit. I think about this all the time. Like, as intimidating as any villain you've ever seen,
yeah,
or any comic book villain or anything... All those people have to go in a bathroom and pee and shit.
They got shit. Eventually, Vader's going to have to pull up his, like, fucking cape.
Yeah.
And fucking pull down his Vader pants.
Like, hold on, guys. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
That really humanizes villains.
Wow. Yeah, they all do.
I think about it a lot.
That's got to be hard to deal with.
Anytime there's any big bad, I'm like, oh, Thanos has to take a shit.
He's gotta.
But see, he's a little more normal. I could picture Thanos taking a shit.
I can also picture him not needing to take a shit because he's got like powers. Like, especially once he's got the stones, he can just change his reality where he doesn't have to shit.
True. Yeah.
He could just like teleport his shit right out of his stomach.
Yep.
But Vader, he's gotta poop.
But I think about this
dude,
more
he
than
might,
I
like,
should.
He could like utilize the Force somehow, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, like, part of the Force is, like, you can control
the Metachlorians go in there and eat them?
Yeah.
Eat the shit?
Yeah. They eat the shit.
I more shit often than I should think about this when I'm watching movies that have, like, really sinister villains.
Yeah, that's weird. That's almost as weird as me having full conversation with myself on the reg.
It's because, like, no one's really that scary. There's no individuals that are really that scary.
No.
A group of individuals can be scary. But one villain, yeah.
Yeah, one Godzilla taking a huge shit on your town.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a bad day.
Well, that was a very good shower thought. It's time to move on to our main segment of the week, the news.
We're entering the boss fight chat.
Paul, stand up!
G'day, universe. Welcome to the boss fight news.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Shout out to my people down in Aussie.
I miss Australia. It was a cool place.
It is a very fucking cool place.
Yeah, you liked it when you came and visited.
Oh, it was one of the best places I've ever been.
Mm.
I want to retire there. I said that ever since I was there. I want to retire.
In like Cairns?
Northeastern Australia.
Like the...
Queensland or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Queensland up there at the top?
Queensland's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a great place. Because I don't know what I'd do for a job there unless it was remote, because there's not a lot of industry.
Yeah, it's like the rainforest.
Yeah. But like, feels like, you know, nice early retirement. Go kick it on the beach.
We have a bunch of things to talk about. So let's just start off at the top of the agenda. You want to launch us off on this one?
Yeah. So a couple days ago now, but in sad news, Robbie Coltrane, known for his portrayal of Hagrid in the Harry Potter films, passed away. Sadly, he was, I think, I want to say 72.
Okay. Older than I thought.
To be honest, I don't have the facts pulled up in front of me because we're not very well prepared on this podcast. But yeah, he passed away. I was pretty sad about that. And it got me to thinking about like how much I wish years back we would have got a Harry Potter sequel with everybody in it. And how that sadly cannot happen now.
I mean, without Hagrid.
Without Hagrid.
Yeah, no, he played that character really well.
Hagrid was like one of the best parts of the movies, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Indubitably.
Yeah. And Hagrid's lit. Those movies in general, I've been thinking about the Harry Potter movies a lot. I used to really not like them, and they grew on me a lot in my age.
They're one of those films that when you watch, feel like they are not a normal film.
Yeah. Like it's something special.
Something special. You know, like a lot of Spielberg films. We've talked about this before, but there's certain films or directors that like it just feels better and different. It just feels different.
Yep.
Harry Potter's one of those series that just don't feel like a throwaway movie. It feels like a different media.
And it's really because of like guys like Robbie Coltrane. Like the way he portrayed Hagrid was just so, I it was just great. It was just magical.
Did you read the books?
I have read the first, I read the first two books like back in school. I remember being in like fifth grade and our teacher like read them to us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which was weird as shit. But I've listened to the audiobooks not that long ago of the first like four books. I plan to finish, but no, I've never read all of them.
Gotcha. I have read them. They're actually really good.
Yeah.
They're young adult books. They're pretty easy to read, but.
You know, and something that we've been talking about, this side note that we're going to save for later, but we've been talking about separating art from the artist.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Rowling is a good example of that for that conversation.
Yes. Yes.
So R.I.P. R.I.P. Robbie Coltrane, a.k.a. Hagrid.
R.I.P. for sure. Okay, so the next thing to talk about today, let's talk about Starfield. Let's talk about Starfield. So Starfield's coming out. When's this supposed to come out now?
2023, sometime. I don't know if there's an exact date.
It was supposed to come out this holiday.
Yeah, like originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been very quiet since the reveal until kind of the last few days. The reception to the reveal was pretty mixed.
For those that don't know, Starfield's a video game.
Yeah, we weren't podding at that time, so this is actually the first time we've talked about this.
Starfield is a game that's been being worked on for 15 years. They say that, but...
Yeah, long time. It's just like Todd Howard, the head of Bethesda. This is like has been his dream for a long, long time.
Yeah, so they make the Elder Scrolls games, and they're making a space galaxy game called Starfield.
Yep.
So, and it's kind of supposed to feel like Elder Scrolls plus Fallout. Like it's this weird combo, but in space, and they're putting all of their eggs in this basket. Now, they obviously have Elder Scrolls 6 coming out, which will probably be fantastic. And we already know we'll love that. But Starfield's kind of unknown. And people didn't love the trailer.
No.
The launch.
It performance-wise was suffering, which I'll give them a pass on that. It's early reveal footage. You never know. I mean, especially now that we've got like 4090s coming out and stuff. We should have the hardware to push this game. But it people didn't like the art design of it, the HUD. People thought the planets are going to look a little bit boring, character design. So it's going to be interesting to see because it's so new for them to take this route. But one of the things that came out in the last couple of days that got people kind of excited again is it's been revealed that there are 250,000 lines of dialogue in this game.
Jesus.
Which I think, if I remember right from reading, Skyrim had something like 40,000.
And this says 250?
Yeah.
Wow. And yep. Skyrim feels like a lot of...
Hell of dialogue.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 had something like 70 or 80,000, I think, if I remember right. So this is like double them combined, pretty much.
Which is great.
It's great. And that's what you need when you also have 1,000 explorable planets, which is now the number that they're talking around.
1,000.
1,000.
So overwhelming.
That's too many, in my opinion. I'd rather them have made like 10 incredible ones.
Yeah.
Because you know, like 900
are just copy paste.
70 of them are going to be just a barren planet that you just go drive around on.
Yeah.
With some serial generated fights of some kind. Yeah. Or it just has to be. We don't have the capability.
We don't know the story of the game yet, do we?
No, I don't. At least I don't. I don't think any details have come out about it whatsoever. Yeah. It's basically there's different factions, corporations. It's somewhere a few hundred years after we've left Earth. Okay. A lot of people think you can. They pulled stuff out of like some of the teasers that look like Earth's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like because you can see the moon and you can see moon rovers. So people are thinking you could probably go to the solar system. So maybe Earth is explorable.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks just huge and crazy. And I think I can't remember if we did talk about this on the pod or not, but I was, you know, my reaction as someone who had been playing Star Citizen, especially at the time that the Starfield reveal happened, it didn't really impress me because I've kind of already seen what is possible with like an incredible engine
mm-hmm.
on all these different planets. So I'm hoping they can take what Starfield does well and then add like that Bethesda quality of story on top of it.
Yeah. Star Citizen's a beautiful game.
It really is. It's a very unfinished game, and it's fucking, that's been pissing me off lately, by the way.
It'll never be done.
Dude, they have pushed back. So 3.18 was supposed to come out November.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking like it's going to come out next December.
Next December?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, stop investing in that game.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
They're just taking people's money at this point.
It's fucked up because it's so incredible. What they have there is so incredible. They just don't have the right people to finish it up.
Yeah. Or they're just fine taking people's money.
Yeah, and they've taken 500 million? Yeah, 550 million now?
Yeah.
I think.
It's incredible.
$500 million for one game that doesn't exist yet?
Mm-hmm. but yeah, Starfield, now it says 2023 release. We don't know when it's actually going to come out, but definitely looking forward to that game. It's going to be good. They don't put out bad games.
Bethesda has not historically put out bad games.
Yeah.
Fallout 76 was kind of a big disaster when that launched, but I think people came around to it. But, you know, I hope it is great because we're probably still years and years away from the next Elder Scrolls game because of this game. So if this game just sucks, that kind of sucks.
Well, if this game sucks, though, maybe rush Elder Scrolls 6. I don't know, actually.
Which would maybe ruin Elder Scrolls 6.
I want Elder Scrolls 6 so bad.
I do, too.
I very often, and I haven't done it, but I very often am like, I'm just going to play Skyrim again.
I have started Skyrim probably 50 times.
Yeah.
Game came out 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It came out 11/11/11.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
It's a top 5 game for me.
Yeah, I think for me it's probably top 10, but it's up there 100% for sure.
Yeah, top 5 is maybe high. Top 10.
I didn't do everything in Skyrim. I beat the main story and did like I did the Mage's Guild and like a handful of things, but I never 100%ed Skyrim. Like Oblivion, I 100%ed.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, maybe the timing, cuz like Oblivion, if you remember when that came out on the 360.
You were really into Oblivion.
And it was just fucking, it was so mind-blowing at the time
mm-hmm.
because it was so far ahead of every other game. And so I got kind of really swept up to that. Skyrim, same thing. I mean, it really pushed the genre forward, but not in such a way where I didn't have other options. Mm-hmm. Skyrim, there was other options to play by that time, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But awesome. It's a top tenner.
Yeah. Also, in the last few weeks since we've been podcasting, we had the Mario trailer here released.
Mm-hmm.
So I originally had decided not to watch it because we were going to do it on our video podcast. I was going to watch it like real live. You could see my, you know, like those reaction YouTube channels.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it.
Yeah.
But I can right now. I have it. I can pull up my phone and play it and you can hear the audio.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want to try it and see if it works?
Let's do it.
I've never seen this video. I've never seen this trailer. All right, so we got some lava dropping down on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm narrating.
This is hot.
So, is the trailer dope?
Yeah.
Like, do people like the trailer?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I gotta be honest, these graphics look fantastic.
Incredible. Yeah, give us the play-by-play.
So we got the Wizard Koopa dropping down. We got Bowser walking out to some fire.
How lit does Bowser look?
Who's Bowser?
Jack Black.
It's Jack Black?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this trailer.
He's amazing.
Why does this look like a Star Wars movie? It looks fantastic. Open
the gates. Listen to Jack Black, bro. He's fire, bro.
That's Jack Black. He sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some little penguin ninjas. All right, so now we got penguins versus Koopa. This looks like a badass movie.
Right?
Yeah. They're throwing snowballs at Bowser. A catapult. Why are these penguins so cute?
They're lit, bro.
I do not.
Yeah.
Wait. This is going to be such a big movie.
Doesn't it look fucking lit?
This is going to be a massive
movie.
Every
age is going to love this movie.
Every age.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Link is going to love this. Now who's gonna stop me? Oh, he's got a star? I love that they're using all... Oh, God. Now we got Mario plopping on some mushrooms. He's standing up.
What's that music?
This looks so good.
Doesn't it?
Just
fucking Chris Pratt.
It's just Chris Pratt. Ooh, Toad, that's a good voice. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is, but that's a nice Toad voice. Okay.
It's Chris Pratt with like a fucking goofy New York accent.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
So, there we go. So that looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like it.
So that's it? That's the only trailer? Okay, there's not that much of Chris Pratt talking.
No, it's just a couple lines, okay, and that enough.
Let me go back.
Yeah, listen to the voice.
This is what everyone's mad about.
What is this place?
Yeah, that's it.
It's just him talking normal.
Just him speaking.
I'm sorry. That one's perfectly fine. Come on, Mario!
I don't know who Toad is.
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
It's okay. Like a goofy kind of like New York accent.
Mushroom Kingdom. He's doing like an accent.
It's like a weird accent.
Here we come.
It's like an old timey horse race announcer.
Yeah.
Coming around the bend. No more.
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
Yeah. So that has got people pretty up in arms about it. Because Mario, and I was thinking about this, Mario's probably like one of the top five most iconic characters in the history of man.
Yeah.
Right?
Top five. Yeah. I mean, you got like Mario, probably like Superman.
Yeah. Like he's up there.
I mean, he's up there.
I mean, that's what I was saying. Like when we're watching this, like every age is going to love this movie.
It's shocking they haven't done a Mario movie recently.
They've never done a good one.
In this, like, don't say that. I love old Mario movies.
That would be one of those fun movies to go rewatch now.
And like review it together? Yeah, for sure.
Because like nostalgia can only carry things so far.
Oh no, those movies are terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure they're terrible.
Does have fucking Dennis Hopper though.
But you're right, Mario's top five IP in the world.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, you're going to have people, you'll have every age seeing this movie, honestly. Yeah. Kids are going to go absolutely nuts for it. I hope they lean into the nostalgia a lot with it, you know. But people are fucking outraged about that Chris Pratt voice because they have heard Mario sound one way since 1980.
Yeah, Mario basically always sounds the same.
Since 82 or whatever the fuck, you know. Or you actually did you hear his voice like in the OG game? I don't think so.
No.
You might have made some noises.
He just makes sound effects.
Like whoop. Yeah, little noises. So, but like this article I linked here in our fucking agenda, it's like literally they brought in like somebody brought in a fucking like a voice coach and like a professor of language to talk about why everyone's so upset about it. And the main reason is just because we have so much nostalgia tied to a very specific idea. And Chris Pratt on the flip coin has a very recognizable voice.
Yeah.
So you're just taking these two things that don't go together and just mashing them together.
Oh, it's better to have cast somebody that's not famous.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. They should have just casted somebody who
they don't need Chris Pratt to sell a Mario movie.
No. But then this has got me thinking about it, because now
then also he's one of the most popular voice actors because the voice is great.
He's a great voice actor. Yeah. He's another he takes a lot of flack in Hollywood. A lot of it's undeserved. But he is a great, like in Onward, for example. That's like one of my favorites.
He's very good in Onward. Obviously the Lego movie is goated.
Yeah.
It's one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah. I think Onward is like a top three Pixar movie for me.
Onward's very good.
But he's just so, it's just Chris Pratt. And that's just so not Mario. But here's one of the benefits of the fact that we've been planning this episode for like too long, 'cause we got delayed.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone from like thinking it was just absolute trash and stupid to I've kind of come around to the idea. And the reason is because I realize that if Mario does have a lot of dialogue in this, which I'm sure he'll have a good amount because it's like a real plot movie.
Yeah.
It would be pretty fucking irritating to hear like a spot on Mario voice speaking that much.
Yeah, I'm sure he talks a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, think about like the Mario we hear in like fucking GameCube or whatever. Imagine that voice in a 2-hour film given like big lines of dialogue. I don't think that would work.
It could be annoying for sure.
Yeah. It would be goofy.
It's just weird that it's Chris Pratt out of all people.
That's the problem. It's yeah. that we know his voice so well. It would have been great if it was just some guy.
And we don't hear any, we don't know anything about the story. How it comes off is like he comes out of the
like he doesn't know where he's at.
He doesn't know where he's at. So is it possible
that it's a dude in Mario's body?
It's a dude in Mario's body.
That's the other thing I'm thinking about. Like, is it supposed to be like, yeah, like he's someone playing the game or whatever and gets like sucked into the game?
Yeah.
Are they going that route with Mario? Because I would not fuck with that.
No, that'd be annoying.
That is not how Mario's backstory is supposed to be.
I don't want that. I don't want to watch that.
I wouldn't fuck with that in the slightest.
And well, if he was playing the game, like he that. Would know what the Mario world looks like.
Exactly. He would know what it looks like, so it'd be weird that he'd be like, what is Mushroom Kingdom?
How does he
Kingdom?
Not know what the Mushroom Kingdom is?
Right?
If he is Mario.
Right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I'm nervous.
But maybe there's a plan for why he sounds like a normal-ass dude.
If that plan is that it's just some guy in the real world who gets sucked into it, I'm going to be very unhappy. Because Mario has his own shit going on. You can't just, you shouldn't do that with Mario. You can't retcon Mario's fucking backstory.
Bowser has to take a shit.
Turtle shits are weird too. I used to have a tortoise, bro. He took the most awful shits.
Like they smelled bad?
They smelled terrible. They looked awful. It looked like just a really wet slug.
I was gonna say I can imagine them pooping like a puck or something.
Yeah, it was weird, bro. Yeah, Bowser takes huge shits. Jack Black sounds incredible.
Jack
by
Black
the way,
sounds good.
He is a fucking national treasure, Jack Black.
But see, Jack Black, you can tell it's Jack Black, but it's also a different voice.
Yeah, because he is a fucking magic man.
Yeah,
like Jack Black can do any. He can do no wrong by me.
I'm still really thrown off by why he doesn't know what Mushroom Kingdom is.
It has me nervous.
Maybe
he's got amnesia.
In the movie, Mario's a full-ass grown adult.
Yeah. Maybe it's like Mario like after like a respawn. Like maybe every time between games and you get a game over.
But we don't want Mario. The Mario movie shouldn't have anything to do with it being in a game.
It shouldn't be. Because it exists on its own.
Yeah, it's not Wreck-It Ralph. We don't
exactly.
Want that. I don't want Wreck-It Ralph.
I do. If they Wreck-It Ralph Mario, that's a travesty, bro.
Yeah.
That kingdom exists. I visit there. Mushroom Kingdom. And Mario's been doing his thing. Okay.
He has, yeah.
He's got a very well-established back plot of being a fucking
very
plumber.
Well-established. None of us know anything about his backstory. I don't know a damn thing about Mario's backstory.
No. He did plumbing,
I just
dude.
Know he's a plumber.
That's it.
That's it.
Do you know what I learned recently? Like, I didn't know this. The Mario character is based off the landlord for the, like, it was not Redmond yet, because Nintendo has their big headquarters in Redmond. It was near Redmond, where they had their original U.S. headquarters.
Okay.
The landlord of the building was this big guy who wore overalls all the time, who, like, came and tried to evict them because they were behind on their rent. And his name was Mario, and they based the character off him.
What?
Yeah, so it's some guy from, like, fucking Washington.
That's crazy.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I looked it up because when I was looking into this, I was like, that's fucking crazy.
That's really crazy.
So he's like a real dude. So he wasn't a plumber IRL, but he probably did do some plumbing because he was probably like, if he's like a landlord, he might have also been like a maintenance guy.
He might have done some plumbing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
I mean, regardless, everyone's going to see this movie.
Oh, I'm I'm going to see it like opening weekend.
Oh, for sure.
And I, you know me, like I'm not a huge fan of like quote unquote kids movies. I usually don't go see them, but like this one, 100%, I'm in.
I love animated films.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to see this.
Yeah.
I'm down to see any real big IP movie. For example, like Black Adam's coming out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah, reviews are real bad.
Reviews are real bad. I'm going to go see it Thursday night.
Yeah, it's getting like 4s out of 10 all over the place.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait, it's out. Okay, maybe I won't see it tomorrow.
That's pretty short notice.
But I'll see it this weekend.
Yeah, it's getting like 4s everywhere, bro. It's got to be bad, bad. For a superhero movie of that big of a budget to get 4s all over the place, you know that shit is bad.
Everybody's trying to defend it by saying like Man of Steel got bad reviews, and that movie is actually really good.
Man of Steel also, bad reviews were like in the 7s. This got a fucking 4.
Was it in the 7s? I thought it was better, or it got like a 50 on Rotten Tomatoes. As well.
It might have, because because Rotten Tomatoes is like a yes or no. Rotten Tomatoes is, was it good or bad?
Right.
When it does the consensus. But like if you were to look at like IGN or fucking any.
I haven't
of these,
looked at the IMDb reviews for Black Adam.
I haven't seen IMDb.
I just saw Rotten Tomatoes at 55%.
Yeah. I saw IGN, gave it a 4, which is so low for
That's
IGN.
That's so low.
IGN
especially
loves
for a Dwayne Johnson movie.
Yeah, dude. They fucking don't like it.
That's crazy because they've been making this. This movie has been in development for 15 years. The Rock posted on Instagram yesterday. I follow him.
That's crazy.
The headline of him being cast as Black Adam was 15 years ago to the day yesterday.
Are you fucking kidding?
No.
Okay. In 15 years with an unlimited budget.
Basically.
How do you not make a good movie?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What happens in Hollywood?
That's what I'm trying to say. It's been being made for 15 years. Not only that, but like The Rock's had a huge part of it. Like they could have like, this should be a good movie.
Yeah. You ever think about that?
But see, now that makes me want to go see it more. To be honest, I want to go see it more.
And see if it's just hype, like everyone just hating to hate.
Yes. Because if it came out like 10 out of 10, I'd want to see it. But like for some reason, it getting low reviews and me knowing it's been being made in development for 15 years, like something's not adding up.
Yeah.
It's not a low budget film. It's not.
I really think about this sometimes. How is every movie not fucking great? Indie movies, I can get it because it's sometimes just like a couple people fucking around. But like, how is every movie not incredible? You could hire the best writers. You can hire the best CG artists. You can hire, like, especially if we're talking Disney, DC, fucking
so
Marvel.
So much of it has to do with like the, like they just, that's why there's director's cuts of movies. There's so often times where like even the people, the screenwriter or director's vision for a movie
gets fucked,
gets messed up with, and they don't have control.
Yeah.
Because of,
too many cooks
because
in the kitchen.
Because the 5 test audiences didn't like a part.
Yeah.
Now everyone in the world doesn't like. Now they have to change it for like a test audience that gave a survey.
Yeah. It's like the product of what happens when you make something like by a panel, right? Like it's a panel decision for everything.
Yeah.
It's not just like the best this person with free roam. Yep. The best this person with just free.
Yeah.
It's just a blank check. And it should be. Right?
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird that you could spend this much money and just drop a fucking turd.
You say the same thing for video games.
100%.
That's so much money.
100%.
If you look at the credits of Black Adam, there's going to be 2,000 names.
100%. It's just too many people.
People that worked on that movie.
Too many people. And like,
legitimately, probably 2,000.
And the initial vision, like I bet the original script was probably someone's like fucking heart and soul in it. And it was probably good. And they probably picked at it and picked it apart and said, audiences won't like this. We need to add this for this demographic. It needs to do this. And then you end up with this kind of just meh. I feel like that happens a lot. I think that's why someone like a Christopher Nolan stands out so much. Christopher Nolan and his brother write and direct, and they have a blank check from their fucking studio to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And so it's just a blank check. So it's not tainted in any way.
But see, he goes the route of like, wanting to be something special for someone instead of something average for everyone. And Christopher Nolan goes down the path of like, I want to make something special for a small percent of people.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that actually is a larger percent than most people think.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because when you're doing something like a DC movie, you need kids to like it.
Yeah.
You need adults to like it.
They need
enough
to sell toys. They also are trying to work it into the terrible DC cinematic universe, which isn't even a thing. They're trying to get Henry Cavill back to do another Superman movie.
That's what I heard. I read that the other day.
Man of Steel 2. Yeah. Like the vision for the studio, like, and to be honest, I don't want to see a Black Adam movie. I don't care about that character. Does anybody care about that character?
I couldn't tell you one thing about Black Adam.
But like, in contradiction to that, no one really cared about Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's everyone's favorite Marvel movie. So
yeah,
I guess there's.
But see, Guardians of the Galaxy, right, was one of those movies that it had that feel of being an indie movie within Marvel.
Of course.
Because it was like, hey, James Gunn, come do some wacky shit.
Come do some weird stuff.
And guess what happens? You get magic.
And they let him do it. And
it's not like, loved it. It's not the fucking, the paint by numbers that goes on. You really nailed it, I think, when you're talking about how you need to make something that's average for everyone. And it's a lot of it is because of the capitalist goals of selling toys, selling merch. It's not even a movie. At the end of the day, it's like a commercial.
Yeah.
And some of these movies, and I think for me, because you know I kind of stopped with these movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, it started to really feel like that. Like, I didn't feel like there was a lot of soul in them. And it started to feel like this is just a product that's getting generated and churned out on repeat. And sometimes it works better than other times.
Yeah.
But this one, it sounds like it didn't fucking work.
And also, it's just a character that, like,
it's not that interesting.
It's the reason why Superman's kind of hard to have really, like, so Black Adam basically has the powers of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have to have a really good story for there to be any peril to that character.
Yeah. Yep.
And we'll see how it goes. But this, I mean, Black Adam's kind of unique, right? He's thousands of years old. He, like, it's just a weird story. I don't know if the story is reaching the normal average person that's going to watch it.
And you know, when I said this in my hour long conversation with myself, I think The Rock's kind of just mid. I'm one of them.
And Rock has got the Chris Pratt problem. He's
The Rock.
When The Rock's on scene, it's The Rock. When Chris Pratt's on scene, it's Chris Pratt.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And I can't imagine similar problems. I can't see him getting lost into that character. It's just going to be The Rock wearing a super suit.
Yeah, he does fit like Black Adam's vibe, but like, I hear you. Like, see, now we should go see it. You want to go see it?
No.
We should see it to review it.
I'll
buy your ticket.
All right. You buy me some popcorn too. I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be a tax write off for our new podcast LLC that we have.
Love that.
Wow. I should have transitioned from Mario. Oh, wait, I guess Mario did just kind of bleed into Black Adam. That wasn't even a topic later in.
No.
All right, we're going into another video game IP, which is The Last of Us.
Mm.
People are hyped about this show.
Mm-hmm.
When HBO announced they were going to make a Last of Us show, I kind of was like, you know what? This would be a good TV show.
Yeah.
And the trailer, I have seen the trailer. Trailer looks good.
Very good.
Like, really good.
Very fucking good.
Yeah.
But the trailer, so let me disclaimer this. I've never played Last of Us.
I see people love the game because the story is so good. And I have played it and the story is that good.
I have never played Last of Us. I was waiting for this Last of Us remake, which is out now. Now I have the ability to play it because I have a PS5.
Yeah.
But I haven't played it yet, but I'm very excited to. And I want to play it before the show.
Yes, you should.
But I know a good amount about Last of Us. I mean, it's been out so long. I've had spoilers and fucking, you know, I've seen clips and gameplay and stuff. So I know what's going on there. I know the general premise. The show looks like peak HBO, bro. Yeah. HBO, when they're fucking swinging, like, in full effect, bro, they hit every time. And it looks so good. The visuals are amazing. The castings are perfect.
They're pretty spot on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I think that show's going to be great. I think the thing that's interesting to me about it, and the reason why I wanted to talk about it, was because Bella Ramsey, who's playing Ellie, hasn't played the games and was told by the production team not to play the games.
Mm.
And I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that and what you think about that.
I wonder why they don't want her to play the game.
It's because they don't want her to be skewed by that portrayal. They want it to be its own thing.
And it should be.
Should it?
I think it should be.
Has that worked well for video game adaptations in the past? I think the answer is a fucking resounding no.
Yeah. So I can understand arguments on both sides, but I'm one of those people that think you shouldn't just take something and remake it again and tell the same story.
but it's a completely different medium.
So I am on the side of similar to how The Walking Dead was, and The Walking Dead was a god-tier show for the first six seasons.
So I hear.
You take parts of the comic book, you take parts of the game, the really important parts, even do those parts scene by scene.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it, I mean, you're going to have to fill in the blanks. You're not, you don't, there's not a narrative of a player, an unknown player, playing a game in a way. Like, the there has to be story filler for you holding a controller. There has to be, so when you're playing a game and you're fighting these zombies that are in this game.
Yep.
There's stakes for you as a player holding a controller.
Yep.
You have to create that in a TV show that isn't always about a monster fight.
Right.
So they do need to change the story to add those stakes. And if you want to play that, or if you want to, you know, go through that story, if that story is really important to you, then just play the fucking game.
Yeah.
It's like Jay-Z, like, listen to my old shit.
Yeah. That's valid for sure.
What's the quote that he says?
He says, he says
something about the old me. Listen to my old shit.
He said, they want that new. They don't like that new shit. They want my old shit. Then buy my old album or something.
Buy
like
my
that.
Old album. Yeah. That's what I think about video games. Like, okay, you don't like the TV show? Then go play the fucking game then.
Yeah.
What do you like? Go play the game.
It's just the reason that it gives me any sort of hesitation. And I don't think it's going to affect this show. I think this show looks like it's in the right hands and it's going to be good.
Because
the core story.
They're still keeping the beat of the story.
They're keeping the beats of the story, but also HBO's good. I just trust the people over there to like make good decisions.
Yeah, this isn't hopefully not going to be the Halo show, which the creators of didn't even play the game.
Yes, and it fucking sucks.
That's different than this, though. The screenwriters of Last of Us played the game.
I would hope so.
I'm pretty sure they did.
I fucking hope so.
But an actress not playing
maybe
the game.
Maybe they didn't.
An actress not playing the game is fine with me.
I actually didn't see in any of the stories if the screenwriters did or not.
It would be a big story if it was just like Halo, the people making the game.
Yeah, it would be. We'd have seen headlines.
We would have seen headlines.
But
so an actress not playing the game, like she is the main character. She's the number one main character.
It's true. Also, she is a child actress, right? I mean, she's like a teenager, but she's young. And like maybe like, yeah, she would be negatively skewed by trying to mimic rather than doing her own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she, you know, maybe that would fuck with her process. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Some people are better at mimicking than others. Yeah, I think the more that we talk about it, the more I'm probably okay with it. I'm just so skeptical about video game adaptations. Like the Uncharted movie that came out recently, I watched a piece of that on fucking Netflix. It's so bad.
Is that out?
Yeah, dude, it's so bad and it just doesn't feel like Uncharted at all. And Uncharted is just already a fucking incredible movie. Those are like 10-hour Indiana Jones movies is what those games are. And you end up with this fucking flat, the characters don't feel like they do in the game, and it just feels like, yeah, these guys didn't play this and didn't give a shit about the source material. And I just don't want to see that happen. I think, though, because it's HBO and because the trailer looked so good, I'm going to get my hopes real high for this one.
Yeah, get your hopes high.
I'm going to get them high, and I don't think they're going to get dashed.
Yeah, you're pissing me off.
Not this time.
Get your damn hopes high. Speaking of TV shows, TV series, Netflix is coming out with a blockbuster TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the trailers for this yet?
Yes, I did.
Since I told you about it?
Yes, I did. And I fucking am very excited, actually. Very, very excited.
It looks pretty good.
It really does. They're one of the things I'm most nostalgic about, and I know this is not like a uncommon thing, but the fucking video store was the shit, bro.
Yeah. And we had regional ones here too, like Hollywood Video and
I loved it. We used to have Encore Video up here. I remember going in there, and like one of the first CDs I remember going and buying was Offspring Americana.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought that at fucking Encore Video up here because it was like a store/rental/, you know.
That's cool.
But yeah, I think it's a perfect like nostalgia setting and premise for a really good workplace comedy. I think it's perfect.
It's perfect for workplace comedy. And it's got some funny actors and actresses in it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I've actually been waiting for a new workplace comedy.
Sitcom, yeah.
Sitcom in general. A lot of people, and this is made by, it's same producers, right, of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
And
same,
Superstore.
I have never watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
How?
I've had that exact reaction before.
Wait, what do you mean? You've never...
I watched, okay.
Knowing you, though, I know you would like that.
See, here's the problem. I watched like half an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine out of context at one point. Like I didn't, it was just a random episode. Yeah. I've never liked Andy Samberg. Is his name Andy Samberg? I've never liked him. I really dislike him.
He's so good in that show.
And every time I've ever seen him and people have been like, he's so good in this, I've watched him and been like, I just want to punch him. I don't like him. I don't know what it is about him. Maybe this would be the thing to get me over that hurdle. But I watched like 10, 15 minutes of it just completely without any knowledge. And I just was like, oh, this seems corny to me because I hate him.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is amazing. It's really good.
It's got a lot of episodes. That's a lot of work for me to go watch.
Oh, that's perfect, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot of things to fill your time. Have you seen Superstore?
No.
That's another workplace comedy. You're like, I've been waiting. It's like, well, because you haven't watched the last two that came out.
Superstore, I saw commercials and ads for, and I didn't do it for me. Something about
that
Superstore.
That show's also funny. Yes, it's basically about like a Walmart. It's basically about employees at Walmart.
The trailer just looked mid.
Dude, oh my God, Paul. But
is Superstore still going?
If I showed you a trailer of The Office, you'd be like, that's mid. It's a fucking trailer. Like, you have to watch it.
That's really fair, actually, because The Office looks fucking stupid if you don't know what The Office is.
Yes.
It looks like the most boring thing you've ever watched.
Yes.
So is Parks and Rec.
You got to just sit down and watch them. Superstore. So I've watched both. I've watched all of them.
Yeah.
Superstore. So those are the last two, like, workplace comedies, Superstore and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They're great. And anyways, the writers and creators of both those shows are coming together to make Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Comes out next month, doesn't it?
It's soon.
November?
I think so.
We're going to have a Blockbuster TV show in a few weeks.
I'm actually amped. We have TV to catch up on. We need to fucking watch Rings of Power.
It's your fault.
Is it my fault?
I'm always with my brothers, yeah.
Yeah, but every time we kick it out, we're always playing Magic. We'll fucking sit here for like four straight hours.
That one day we were supposed to watch it was Lucas's fault.
That was Lucas's fault.
Because we were hanging out for like 12 hours and Lucas slept through all of it.
We played Magic for 12 hours.
Yeah, we played a lot of Magic.
We went to the fucking Card Kingdom and then we came back here and we played Magic the whole time.
Yeah, we did.
And then like the other day we hung out, we were like, we should record our pod. We played Magic for 4 hours.
We did.
Magic is the best game ever.
It's really fun.
Ever made.
I wish we would have recorded that game because it was funny.
Yeah, so that's not to put a bunch of fucking work on our plate, but that's something we're gonna do at some point. We are gonna make that happen. We're gonna do like a boss fight, Magic the Gathering, fucking video series.
Yeah,
and we'll get overhead cameras. Fucking, we'll talk about all the cards and fucking just talk shit and play.
Yep,
it'd be so fun.
Be super fun.
I mean, we do that already. Might as well just film the shit.
Might as well film it. Yeah. And the last topic for news, because it would be weird to not talk about it because it's probably the biggest news of the last few weeks.
Yep.
And on Instagram, we posted, what do you want us to talk about? And we had multiple people ask about this. We had Ian, Kevin ask us. So shout out to you guys.
Mm.
Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine
in
Deadpool 3. This is probably the biggest news of the last few weeks.
Yep.
Got nerdum all orgasming all over the internet. It is a pretty big deal. Hugh Jackman was supposed to be done with Wolverine. Everyone wanted him in a Deadpool movie. Deadpool and Wolverine are in the comics a duo that are really funny to read.
Yep.
Because Wolverine's so serious, Deadpool is so not serious that they're just perfect together.
It's a perfect pairing.
It's like one of those like cop comedy movies.
Yep.
So it'll be like this superhero group where, Deadpool will be joking, Wolverine's taking everything serious. It should be great. Also, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are like magic together, even in just their skits that they've done.
Yep.
Big news.
Huge news. And actually, you said it already. It's like a cop comedy. I hope that they really go like buddy cop comedy route.
It better be buddy cop.
Wouldn't that be
fucking
great?
That's what I'm picturing.
Great?
I'm picturing buddy cop.
Them just riding around doing shit,
yeah.
Getting in arguments about everything. That's exactly what it should be like.
Yeah.
Deadpool, I saw Deadpool 2 with you in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great experience. I like that movie a lot. Deadpool
2 is really good.
It is. Deadpool walks a fine line for me between like, it's almost too like crass, it's almost too much, but like it tends to like reel it in. Like right when it's about to be too like I'm about to be like, oh, this is fucking, come on, guys. Like, it's enough dick jokes. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
But they walked that line pretty well. I think adding Wolverine into it will do a good job of pulling it back from that for me.
Yeah, because that's the way he does in the comics. See, Wolverine just, like, he has this big serious tone with one of these jokey characters.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Logan was amazing, too.
God, Logan's good.
It was such a great movie.
You know, they came out with like the alternate editions,
the black and white,
the noir,
yeah,
Logan,
yeah,
the whole film's in black and white. Yeah. It's so cool to watch.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite.
I wish more movies did that, actually, like a noir version.
Yeah, I was actually playing Ghost of Tsushima in the Kurosawa filter, which makes it look like a old samurai movie, and same type of vibes. It was a fucking vibe, bro.
You can switch it to be all in Japanese too, and it's a whole vibe.
Yep. I was playing it in Japanese in like fuzzy film, black and white. I was like, this is lit. I mean, I switched back because the graphics are so fucking good. I had to go back, but like, I was like, this is a whole vibe right now.
Having it be in Japanese was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to you guys for asking us. We also got asked to do Super Fight again.
Super Fight. We will definitely do that. I'm going to tell you this. We also got asked when we do video to do a one chip challenge.
A one chip challenge. Yeah, we did.
Shout out Kyle. Shout out Kyle. You're an evil, evil man. What do you think? You down to try?
I'm not scared.
Yeah. I've done it one time. I've done it one time. And I
are all chips created equal, or are they different?
I am hoping that I got a dud because it did not faze me.
What?
It fucking didn't faze me. I mean, it was hot. Don't get me wrong.
You got a baby mouth. Come on.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I be eating heat, bro. I maybe back in like high school and like right after high school, I didn't have a lot of exposure to spice. Mm-hmm. But in the last like decade, my spice has gotten fucking high, bro. I burned my shit out at Joe's house eating Thai chilies and shit when we'd get fucking hammered. Mm. He'd be like, yeah, let's eat a couple of these. That got my tolerance up.
We'll see.
I ate one of these one chips. It was hot, like just objectively, it was hot.
Yeah.
But I didn't even make a fucking facial expression.
Wow. You just no-sold it.
It's 100%. Because I was being filmed. Riley was filming me.
Oh, because you're being filmed. See,
because his dad. So I was kind of like big dicking it, right? Like, I'm like, I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? You have a lot of powers when you're trying to look cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, things don't fit. Like, I'll sip tequila if I'm trying to look tight. But, like, if I'm being real, I take a sip. I fucking want to throw up immediately because it tastes so bad. But he was filming me, and I ate that shit, and I just stood there, you know? And I was like, man, it's hot.
No, sold it.
You know? So I hope I got a dud, because honestly, it'd be pretty epic if we just got destroyed by these.
I mean, I would want it to be funny. So,
I'm not going to fake it.
Yeah, I want it to be spicy.
Yeah, if it's not that hot, I'm not going
to
fake it.
I'm not going to. I'm known to be very dramatic, so I'm going to make it a big deal, even if it's not spicy.
Yeah. Just, oh, it's so hot. Oh, sure. Oh, God. You're just like splashing water on your face. Oh, God, I'm sweating.
I hate when people are fake dramatic.
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
It's the worst. It's the worst. That's our last news item for the week.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to transition to our final boss segment, which we actually have a new final boss drop.
And oh, my God, is it epic.
And you might, you know, it's in the intro, but you might hear a familiar voice in it.
Yeah. And if you don't recognize this voice, I don't think he had the same childhood we did.
Nope. You suck.
Here we go.
Did you think you could defeat me? It's time for the final boss.
That's so epic.
Bro, that's just hard as fuck. I'm so proud of that.
That's pretty hard. No, you did a good job making that.
Mm.
That's just like people must realize who that is.
That's the voice of God himself.
That's the voice of God himself.
If you've ever played Halo, if you were ever good enough at Halo to get a double kill, a triple kill, a killing spree, if you were ever good enough to get one of those, you heard that voice.
You heard that voice.
That's the real guy.
That's the guy from Halo. He's doing boss fight drops for us.
Bang, bang.
We're pretty big time.
Dude, we're
can
so
we,
big
can
time.
Can we play it again one time? One so more
hell
drop?
Hell yeah, let's go.
Did you think you could defeat me? It's time for the final boss.
Bro, that shit hit.
It's like a Christopher Nolan movie.
Bruh, it hits. I put like 50 sound effects together to make that. I'm not kidding.
It sounds really good.
That little fucking drop at the end, that boom, that's like seven things layered.
We need a drop for his Stephen and Paul double kill.
Yeah, I need to add him
Stephen
to our board.
Stephen and Paul double kill.
Yeah, because cool. That sounds like we could have just taken it from anything because it's not show specific. But I mean, in the intro, he says the boss fight podcast.
And he does say it's time for the final boss.
Yeah.
Which is the segment.
Yeah. But yeah, we got a handful of drops from him, and it's pretty fucking lit.
He does say our names. That makes it legit when he says our names. Yeah. You're like, now you know it's real.
Hey there, Stephen.
That one's like the best one.
Hey there, Stephen. We'll get those added in somewhere.
Do we have laugh tracks and stuff on here now, too?
We do. Like, what else we got? We got fucking...
Yeah, let's talk about these for a second.
We got the classic. We got, if someone makes a fucking whack-ass announcement or says something real stupid, we got that, like, hold the fucking phone. Or if someone makes a terrible joke, we got the crickets.
See, this is where we need to have other people here that we hire as a producer to do this for us, because we can look at them and get mad at them.
This is why we need to have Corey on as a guest, so I can just fucking torment him with these. Yeah. Everything he says is fucking hit him with the crickets. Yeah. We got all that shit now. We're fancy, dude. We're fancy. So fancy now.
Yeah, it's a nice setup.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
All right, so we're talking about our final boss segment. I'm usually sitting in front of the computer knowing how long we're recording. It's not even facing me. I feel like we've been talking for 2 hours. How long has it been?
It's been like an hour 15.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Fucking, this is a light work.
Oh, this segment, I don't even know if it's going to be that long, but it'll be a nice discussion. So our final boss segment today is talking about artificial intelligence art.
Mm.
So we weren't podcasting when the newest releases of AI art hit the world where us normal folk can use them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For example, Midjourney. That's probably the most popular one that's out right now.
Yep.
There's many others, but Midjourney is probably the most popular. We want to talk about AI art, how insane it is, and then how it's impacting the industry. Recently, there was an artist in Colorado who entered a digital art competition and won first place cash money using Midjourney, which means he typed in a sentence, hit enter, and won an art competition.
Yep.
By submitting that piece of art that was generated by artificial intelligence. Now, there was a lot of backlash about him winning, but he was pretty transparent. His art is called By Midjourney. That's what his art piece
is
called.
That was the title?
Yes. But people didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah. But he basically was like, I didn't break any rules. I was pretty clear on what I was doing, and I still won. It's not my problem. But he won money.
Yeah. That's definitely an ethical debate for sure on the ethics of art, right? Which the problem with that is, are there ethics in art? And I think the answer is probably no.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Art is the wild, wild west, baby.
So can we talk about kind of how AI art works? For listeners, for those out there that don't know much about this, we have been nerding out on it in the last couple months. I have a Midjourney account. I very much like to, every other couple nights, start playing with it. And really, it can suck you in for 3-4 hours easily. I've even streamed it on Twitch once, me doing AI art.
Easy.
It's very fun. I had people submitting prompts. We were making art on stream. It's cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what it is, how it works, all these sort of things.
Yeah. So basically, specifically Midjourney, the way it works, you go into a Discord server with a chat bot, basically, and you send it a string of commands. It can be really anything. You could write a very deep philosophical sentence. You could do individual keywords for specific looks, like you can type realistic and dramatic lighting and cyberpunk style and stuff like that. You give it a series of keywords. It processes for 30 seconds or so, and then it kicks you back 4 images based on what you typed. At that point, you can either upscale one of them to get a higher res version of it, or you can tell it to make variations of it. So it'll start with its interpretation of what you typed. You say, okay, that one in that corner looks pretty close to what I had envisioned for this. Hit variations. It'll give you variations based on that. It's really incredible technology, like psychotically incredible technology.
Yeah, so you could type in a prompt like samurai warrior fights man in spaceship in front of temple while raining and city on fire. Enter.
Yep.
And literally the AI will create that painting for you.
Yep.
And be pretty close to what you wrote.
Yeah, like sometimes it'll nail it.
It'll nail it. You'll have a samurai fighting a dude in a spacesuit
yep.
in front of a temple on fire.
And sometimes it'll like not nail it at all, and it ends up being even cooler because it takes that and interprets it in some really interesting way, and you end up with like all these unexpected, incredible things. It's like really, like I don't know if you saw the one that went around, kind of went viral. Somebody did the last selfie ever taken, and it generated this image of somebody who looked like they had their skin burned off taking a selfie with just ruins behind them, like just scorched earth. And it was like somebody dying. Like it was like AI just off top of its fucking dome came up with that. And like it's really incredible.
So it's crazy machine learning. Mm-hmm. What it does is it like this machine learning is scouring the internet at all times to learn patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is not doing, it is not copying, pasting things.
Nope.
So when you type banana into AI, it's not going and finding a picture of banana, copying, like cutting out the banana out of that picture and pasting it. No, it's learning the shape of a banana. It'll search 10,000, well, actually more than that, 10 million bananas, learn the shape of a banana, and then draw it in its own unique style.
Yep.
It's very weird how it works. You can watch cool videos on it, but it's not copy and paste. It's machine learning, learning how to draw these different things.
Yep.
So the more images there are on the internet, the more that people use this, the better and better it'll get over time, and it's terrifying.
Yep, and I've seen it already in just the few months that Midjourney's been out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went about a month without using it, and then I actually used it the other day because we just got a new printer, and I wanted to, like, make a cool print that I could print out and, like, put in a frame on my wall. And so I did, like, neon Tokyo back alley, and it, like, churned out the most fucking dope shit. Like, it's just so sick what it churned out. And it gets better all the time. It's just really crazy because there is still a skill to it, right? The skill of it is like,
you have to be good at writing the prompts.
You have to be creative. You have to be able to write prompts. Like if you want something specific, you have to know, you have to sort of know like how an AI would think.
Yes.
You know,
there is skill to using it.
There is.
You can decide the aspect ratio, the quality mm-hmm. of it. Do you want it sharp or not sharp? You do still have to, like, you can make a bunch of shitty AI art.
100%. There are people that suck at AI art.
Yeah.
For sure. And there are people who are good at it. So there is
a
skill
tool.
Gap. There's
it's a tool.
It's a tool, and there is a skill gap, 100%. So, like, this guy that won this art contest, like, he probably was good at using it. He might have got lucky. He might have just typed, like, you know, the fucking, the next universe. And
you
like,
can get lucky.
Did something crazy.
Like, in Midjourney, I typed my last name. I just put Savelli, enter. It kicked out such a cool picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such, and all I did was type in Savelli.
Yeah. So it every once in a while will just nail it. And you can just try over and over again until it does. But there is a skill to it. It just, the interesting thing about it is it does create, it's kind of like how everyone all of a sudden now is a videographer because everyone has a cell phone with a nice camera on it. Or everyone's now a photographer because they have a cell phone with a nice camera on it. It shrinks the gap between a professional and just the layman, right?
Yeah, but so there's been there's so many ways we can go in this conversation.
Yeah,
it does close the gap, but I still think the best artists are still going to be the best artists, even with AI. And we could go 15 years ago. I don't even. Maybe that's a bad time. Maybe it's 10 years ago when digital art started getting really popular. People had these big tablets that they can draw on.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, "That's not real art."
Yeah, yeah, that whole same outrage happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
When digital art happened, where people can go on Photoshop and draw
mm-hmm.
and do concept art or whatever, people were like, that's not art. You're
doing because, that on a computer. Because like the algorithm's correcting things for you. Like it's keeping you in lines, it's straightening your lines.
But
and stuff.
Now, today, 2022, that's an artist.
Yep.
Nobody questions anyone that does digital art.
100%.
Even though it is technically digital art.
Yep. You're being assisted by a computer in doing it. But then again, you're being assisted when you use a very nice expensive paintbrush and very nice expensive paints.
Here we go.
As well, right? So it's just a tool, like you said, it, at the end of the day. This one, maybe a little more extreme.
It's a little more extreme, of course.
Because you're actually going from one medium to another. You're going from text to here's an image.
No, for sure. I'm just trying to point out that like the evolution of art has always been a thing.
Yes, it has. And this is the next evolution of art because this is going to be extremely prevalent in the years to come.
So Paul released an album a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most people don't know.
Yep.
The album cover was made with AI art.
It was.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, and it's fucking dope.
So your album cover, people probably thought, you know, some digital artist did this. No, it was AI.
It looks like an oil canvas painting.
Yeah.
Of like two dudes standing on a roof looking at a city burning and like a very abstract interpretation of that. And it's fucking sick. And like, that's what I typed. Like I typed in two men standing on a roof overlooking a burning city.
Mm-hmm.
And like did variation, 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 and boom. I was like, that's sick looking.
And now you have an album cover.
Now I have an album cover. And I'm probably going to do all my future albums that way. Every single one. I already have the sequel to that album. We already have the cover for.
You do, yeah.
So it's like the same concept, but like future now. Mm-hmm. Like, so it really does give people like me a really awesome tool to like take their other product to the next level. Like I wouldn't be able to do that. We're going to see companies using this to advertise. We're going to see people using this for all sorts of monetary gain.
Yeah.
And I wonder like where, you know, that's going to be an interesting thing. We're going to get to a point probably where they're going to have to do shit with rights and stuff on how you can use this art for commercial use and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, cause you're using that AI's code. Do they then have the rights to your art? You know, there's some fine print on there that they're able to use it and reproduce it.
They do. So on Midjourney, I think you can pay a certain amount to have the commercial rights to it.
Yeah.
I don't pay that amount because I think it's like a corporate, it's a lot.
Yeah. How are they going to enforce that?
And how do they enforce it?
Yeah.
And do you only have the commercial rights while you're still paying for it, or for the month you're paying for it, when you make the art during that month, you have, those rights in perpetuity? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's going to be weird going forward, right? Because we're going to eventually see like Apple is going to fuck around and like make a AI art advertisement.
Yeah, for sure.
Or something. And so then what, right? Mm-hmm. There's a whole nother dilemma that's going to happen with it, because I think it is here to stay. Just like I think what we're going to have is a scary future, actually. We're going to have AI generated art of whatever the fuck you want and a bunch of deep fakes.
There's going to be a lot of deep fakes.
That is like, shit's going to get weird as shit.
Yeah. There's going to be deep fakes. Like it's going to be a problem
because you can use deep fakes to do
you
can do it right now. Yeah. And it's only getting better. And so is voice synthesizing.
Yep.
This is a total side topic of this, but it's kind of related, to be honest. Cause again, we're using AI.
Speaking of voice synthesizing.
Yeah.
I forget his name right now. It was recently announced in the last few weeks that the guy that was the actor for Darth Vader, the voice actor, has...
James Earl Jones.
Yes, James Earl Jones. There you go. He's given away his rights for his voice to be used in this exact format for upcoming, like even after he passes and dies.
Yep.
He's basically already signed away and approved that his voice can be used artificially to be in films, cartoons, animations, to like you'll hear him saying sentences even though he did not say them.
It's so,
because he's already approved it.
It's simultaneously crazy.
Isn't
and
that
also
what happened? I'm pretty sure. That's
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. Honestly, that's awesome.
Yeah.
In good use, I mean,
in good use like that, it's a great story.
It's awesome, right? Like you're like, it's cool that we can have Darth Vader for as long as we want. Like that's very cool. It makes people fucking immortal, right? It immortalizes these characters, which is really cool. The flip side is
also like movies like The Irishman, where you can make people look young, which is kind of like a weird deep fake thing going on.
Yeah, and that's going to become only more and more prevalent.
AI. I guess they just use CG.
Yeah. Actors have said this for a long time. Like they said this at the uprising of like animated movies. They said this at the uprising of CG, that one day you're not going to need actors. We're getting fucking close to not needing actors. You're going to be able to not only deep fake a real person, you're going to be able to generate a fake person and have it look real. We're not that far from that.
Yeah.
We're probably 10 years from that. Straight up fake artificial actor on screen that looks 100% real. We're not that far from it. Yeah. And that's a weird future, because then you get into things like, what if somebody makes a fake, like the whoever the president is at the time, a fake speech of the president saying like, we're declaring martial law or whatever. You're going to have like there's going to be these weird things that are going to happen where people are going to create fake content. So believable.
It's real. Yeah.
You're not going to know. It all started with this guy winning an art contest with his AI art. You know, he came in. They're like, this guy's an incredible artist. It's just computers doing it. We're going to have more and more influence by these incredible AI algorithms are going to just really influence things for us going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so close. Like, it's already like here. Like, another thing that happened when we weren't potting, that Google engineer came out and said that the fucking Google AI was sentient.
Yeah.
And Google didn't want to listen to him. They didn't believe him. And he fucking lost his job over it. And he's been going around saying, like, I'm telling you, it's sentient. I've talked to this AI for 2 years. It has feelings.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's a fucking line of code. But, like, we're walking this fucking line where, like, yeah. Skynet's coming, bro. Like, we're walking that line. Like, like people, like very influential, very powerful people are worried. Already worried about yes. AI.
Yeah.
Countries are worried about AI and how you're going to be able to use that to weaponize it. It's like, fucking dude, we're not that far away. Shit is just is rapidly changing.
Machine
right
learning
now.
Is wild.
It's happening so fast.
Yeah.
So fast. And so this is one of those kind of innocuous, nice uses of it. This is AI art.
Yeah,
and
AI art's kind of fun.
It's lit.
Yeah, it's lit.
It's lit. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It might be scary. We might be in for a scary future.
I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's mostly good. It just depends on your future view. Do you have an optimistic
I do.
Future view? I don't at all. I think like we're done by 2050.
People have always said that about 20 years about
yeah.
whenever they lived.
Yeah.
Oh, everything's going to be over by 2000. Everything's always going to be over by 1980.
You know what's it just what concerns me is every 5 years, I swear to God, the climate scientists come out and say, actually, we were wrong. We said it was going to be 2050. We meant 2030.
Okay, that climate science is not what we're talking about. We're talking about artificial intelligence.
I'm telling you, there's just this exponential increased rate of everything right now. Tech is like exploding everything right now. As soon as we unlock Pandora's box of AI, it's growing so fast because like AI is able to then help itself to improve AI. And so you have this fucking crazy snowball effect.
Of course.
We might get replaced. You could voice synthesize this podcast.
You could.
You could type a script.
But why would you want to?
We wouldn't. But I'm saying we could.
You could.
We could literally, would that change how the podcast comes across?
What do you mean?
Like, what if somebody knew that this podcast was just us typing a script?
Oh, we should advertise this. We might make us big. You're now listening to a fake podcast brought to you by Midjourney audio version.
Yeah, bro. If you just typed a script and put it into fucking a program and it spit this podcast out, would that be weird or what? Would you feel different about that podcast if you knew that?
Or
would you feel the same?
I feel pretty weird listening to two computers talk. Yeah.
What if it was just 100% accurate?
Like, maybe that's what we are right like now. This? Maybe people don't even know.
What does that make you feel? It makes me feel weird.
I've never done mushrooms, but I feel like I'm on one. I feel like I'm taking them right now. You're tripping me out.
This is what the Final Boss segment is all about.
That is what it's all about.
It's got to be fucking, you got to nice, go deep into the weeds.
Philosophical chat.
Yeah.
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 Some people will just maybe like our podcast for this end segment. Some people might like it for the beginning where we're just.
Yeah.
But yeah, AI is interesting. I'm pretty optimistic. I mean, we're all still going to be living, breathing humans with thoughts. So it's really just what inputs we're getting from outside sources. And you could choose to not take those inputs.
As long as we put an off switch on everything.
There's no off switch.
There's got to be an off switch on the AI, bro.
There's not one. Just turn their internet off.
Unplug the router.
Isn't there a button? Isn't there a button somewhere?
There's got to be.
Trying to understand how the internet works when you really peel back how the internet works is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and I actually have a decent insight into how this works because I work for a large state cable company, and I understand how we provide our service and how it works. But still, there is at the very end of the chain, right? Like, I understand how all the infrastructure works, how it goes, how it divides up IP addresses, how it generates those IP addresses. It's kind of like when I think of, like, the start of the universe, right? Like, so there's a big bang, right? What was before that? You know what I'm saying? I feel like that about the internet.
What was before the internet?
Like, no, like, what's at the start of the road? Like, where are these fucking electrons that know how to give us internet coming from? Okay. You know what I'm saying? How did we do that initial shaping?
I see what you're saying.
You know, it's just weird.
But even the fact that, like, something can be on a screen here
mm-hmm.
and over the internet,
yeah.
I can, you know, play online games.
Yeah.
And it's almost basically, like, yeah. real time.
Yeah, it's just a series of fucking radio waves and fucking light signals going down wires.
It's actually psychotic.
It is.
When you think about it.
It's absolutely psychotic. There's literally fucking fiber optic cables going across the ocean, mm-hmm. on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Sending everything. Like, you're playing with your homies in Australia. Almost instantaneously, light is shooting down a cable from Australia physically to here. That's fucking weird.
That's weird.
That's incredible.
But see, the internet was going to ruin the world, and it didn't.
Yes, it did.
I don't think so.
The internet has
the complete opposite.
Has the internet ruined the world? No. The internet, in some ways, has improved the world. But the internet has also opened us up to a lot of potential problems with development and societies and things like that. There's just a lot of things. There's a lot of things, and a lot of it hasn't come to pass yet.
Okay.
Right? It all depends on
but
what
the world
want.
Didn't like, catch on fire because there's the internet.
No, not right away anyways.
Oh my god.
If like for me, if I were to think of like a future utopia, like if I were to think of like us living in Wakanda, right? Okay. I don't want internet in Wakanda. I don't feel like I'm better off because I have endless information at my fingertips. I personally don't.
I feel like I'm better off.
You think so?
Well, there's certain scenarios where, like, I'm very happy internet existed. Yeah.
Sure. Same. I'm very reliant on it, of course. But I also like the idea of, like, how much slower paced my life would be and how much more zen I'd be, I think, if I didn't have that.
What if we did a no internet challenge?
It's not possible now. Like, you can't
no phone.
Live. You can't live without it now.
No cell phone. Mm-mm. No computer.
You can't do it.
So what if I took your cell phone for a week?
It's
unplugged all your electronics.
It's just... I already now, my brain's already rewired. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know what life's like with it. But, like, a society without it maybe can be better. I don't know. But, like, you know, maybe give me 5 years without it, I'd probably really have a different brain. My brain patterns would be so different than they are right now.
Everything
would be so much more deliberate and thought out. That's how I feel. That thought to me is relaxing as hell.
No internet. It's relaxing. Most people go on the internet to relax.
No, I mean, our version of relaxing now, which is fucking bang, 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 content, checking. Fucking tab over here, tab over there. Fucking, I'm going to watch 10 seconds of this video and then go to this one. Like, look at fucking TikTok. TikTok is the perfect representation of where we are right now as society. Where, like, especially people younger than us, the way they consume content is so shockingly different than how we consume content when we were a kid, mm-hmm. when we were kids. And it's like short form fucking endless loop. It's because they have fucking like ADD brain now because everything's just bang, bang coming at them.
I feel that way with actually Link a little bit. Whenever we're watching, like we'll go on YouTube on the TV and like watch Minecraft videos together. And after it'll be like a 50 minute video. And after 2 minutes, he's like, can we change the video?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, we're going to watch the rest of this video.
Right.
But after 2 minutes, he wants to switch to the next one and switch to the next one. I'm like, no, we're watching the whole video.
Yeah.
We're not ending it after 2 minutes.
Right. And that's because like he's how like, everyone is now.
Because he's like, it's not interesting, next one. It's not interesting, next one. That's at six. It's not interesting, next one.
Yeah.
It's wild to me. But I make him watch the whole episode.
Good.
And what it does is he just locks in and watches it and enjoys it.
Good.
But like he has that initial like feeling of like, it's not interesting, next one. And he knows he has the power to go to the next one.
This is why Mr. Beast is such a successful content creator. Mr. Beast has figured out the perfect formula for retention. He talks about it all the time.
Like every 15 seconds, you have to change scenes or whatever.
Yep. So
I've heard that, or not the algorithm, but like the idea of like, I think it's every 15 to 20 seconds you need to change the scene.
Some shit's happening.
Something's happening. Yeah.
Crazy fast pace. His videos, like, his videos are these big, giant, epic things happening, and he boils them down to like a 12 minute
video.
That
you can make like, a three hour video over.
Any, like 5 years ago, people would have made it a fucking 10 part series. Yeah. You know, and for him, it's like,
he's like, I'm giving away $1 million in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And he gets hundreds of millions of views. And it's because he has looked at the algorithm data so much. I watched him talking about it. He talked about specific things that he avoids in his videos because he could see where retention dips, right? And he has such a viewer base that he gets this really great, incredible data on how audiences think. And it's exactly what we're talking about now. It's like, if you're not constantly stimulating every fucking sense at all times, people don't have the attention span anymore. Mm-hmm. So when I think of, like, if I didn't have the internet and all this fucking, all this tech for like 5 years from now, it would be a long detox period.
Long. It'd be a very long detox.
Maybe even longer than 5 years, to be honest. Yeah, I think you'd withdraw hard if you just went off tech.
5 years, I feel like 6 months.
Maybe. We are kind of resilient, so maybe, true. We can adapt, yeah. I think. But when I sometimes think about that, like, what if I just, like, fucking lived on a tropical island and all I thought about all I had a stack of books, right? Mm. And I just slowly read books and fucking and just fucking, like, built a fucking raft all day. Like, just shaped,
terrible.
Just shaped wood into, like, a canoe. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be pretty fucking chill, bro.
It'd be chill, but...
It'd be pretty chill. And there's, you know, benefits to that. There's benefits to that.
I'm fine with my internet.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I'm a man of tech.
What would I do for a week if I didn't have the internet?
That's interesting to think about, huh?
I couldn't do a lot of my job.
I couldn't. I literally wouldn't have a job if there was no internet. I literally work for the internet.
You work for the internet. You do, actually. Yeah.
I fucking do. Yeah.
All right. Outside of work, though, like, I guess I could still, yeah, it'd be weird. I could play my games that I have a disc for.
Yeah.
And I can watch. Could you, I mean, technically we could watch TV.
Yeah. And that's not a huge leap from internet to non-internet. Go a step further. What if you didn't have electronics for a week? What would you do?
So electronics is a.
So you got lights. How about you got lights?
Okay, okay.
No TV. You can't just watch a fucking Blu-ray box set of a fucking TV show you like. Just
okay,
like
so electronic, like we could pick and choose electronics. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no media.
Because you still have a refrigerator and lights.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. You still got tech, but no media.
So no TV, basically. No computer. Yeah. No cell phone.
Yeah, well, like, is it kind of, it's kind of hard to think about it, right?
Actually, does kind of sound nice.
Sounds kind of chill.
Probably I couldn't go on Google Maps.
Yeah. You'd have to figure out how to navigate without it.
Yeah, you couldn't look up where you're going. You couldn't use navigation. You know how much I rely on navigation these days?
Man.
I don't even know what things are called. I just type in the navigation of my car and just follow the drive path.
One thing I'm sort of proud about myself is I almost never use Google Maps.
Yeah.
And obviously, if I'm going somewhere brand new, I will. But what I'll do in those type of situations is I'll get myself close first. Because, like, I know roughly, and then I'll Google Maps the last few steps, for example.
Oh, okay. So if you're going somewhere in Seattle, you'll get close to Seattle and then turn it on?
Yeah.
See, I turn it on off the rip.
Yeah. See, and
I sit down in my car and I'm like, do.
That's mostly just because I don't want fucking Google Maps to talk over my, like, audiobook. But also it's because, like, you know, I feel pretty comfortable navigating without it. But, yeah, you wouldn't be able to navigate somewhere just totally new. You wouldn't have that just constant barrage of shit coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably write.
Play
like, it'd be
magic.
Amazing if we could play magic.
You'd write with your hand on a pencil?
I would write.
No computer?
No. Wouldn't that be fucking dope? Just have a blank notebook and just, like, start a novel? I couldn't. I want to write a novel so bad. And I know there are people, there are obviously novelists still who have the tech and are able to, like, tunnel vision in on something. But me personally, I could never write a novel. I've always wanted to because I'm too distracted.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at my computer. I'm like, oh, let me just open this fucking tab.
I remember way back in the day we were going to write a novel together.
Yeah.
Like every other chapter.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
If we started it back then, we probably could have done it because we didn't have so much distractions.
Yeah, true.
But like, that, I think that's what I'd do. If I had a week no tech, I think I'd sit and write or read. I'd write or read.
See, I think I'd be adventuring. I think I'd be going to the city, walking around.
Yes.
I'd be going to I'd drive somewhere and go on a hike.
Yeah.
I would drive to Leavenworth and... I'd just be going different places. I'd be adventuring more.
That would be all my main focus would be getting outside, obviously, and going and having real experiences. Do you think you do those things less because you have so much comfort at home from all the tech?
Of course. What do you mean? Everyone sits at home every night and watches TV.
That's not good.
Yeah, probably. I do a pretty good job of exploring and going places.
Yeah.
Especially when I live in a new city. It's kind of weird being back home because I have less of that. Like when I first moved to Toronto and I'm just like, I want to go see everything. I want to go see every suburb, every town, every restaurant recommendation. And you come back home and you're like, I haven't been in the Space Needle since I was 10.
Yeah.
Or I haven't been to, you know, that's like, it's weird how in your hometown or where you're from, you haven't explored as much as when you go to a new city.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you take it for granted.
So I have less of like an adventurous spirit being back.
Yeah.
Unless I had someone like come visit and I'm like, oh, let me take you around Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to tour guide them.
Tour guide them. Yeah.
Interesting. It's quite a tangent off AI art, but it makes sense.
I'm fine with the tangent.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways, AI art, it's pretty cool. You should check out Midjourney. The other one, there's like the Starry.
Starry's cool. Starry's more like, that's where I did my album cover. That's more of a, it has a specific style. Looks more like a painting.
Looks more like a painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Midjourney's the best, I think.
Midjourney is like, it has a specific style as well, but it's more of like a, it's more like weird concept art.
Looks more like digital
concept art. It looks like digital concept art, yeah.
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 And Star AI is more like a painting.
But definitely check them out. It's worth checking out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so you can just search like DALL-E, DALL-E on like YouTube and learn all about some. Yep. There's some cool videos on how it works.
Because that's the big one. That's the one that we don't have access to yet as the general public. That one does fucking mind-blowing things. Because that one has not just the concept art look. That one has the ability to do things that look very real.
Yeah.
Very photorealistic things.
So, yeah, if you look up Starry AI, that's two R's, Starry AI, Midjourney, or DALL-E on YouTube, you can see some really cool videos.
Yep.
So, recommend doing that. And then if you have Discord, get Midjourney. You can get a free version. And Starry AI is just a website.
And listen to the Aeon and Chris Kemp album and just stare at the cover.
Listen to Paul's album. It's Aeon Raps and Chris Kemp.
Yeah.
And,
what's that album called? No Offense, No Apologies.
Right? No Offense, No Apologies.
That's right.
Yes.
Put out so much shit last year, I forgot what it's fucking called.
Mm-hmm. But the album is AI. Pretty cool.
Yep.
I guess this is it for the day.
Yeah. I have this nice long talk, about fucking hour and 50 minutes, just about.
Hour and 50.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
We're out here.
See, we gave you all the extra content because we've been slacking on you guys.
That's right.
But we'll hopefully be back next week in video form.
Yeah, yep. It's going to be something.
It's
going to be something.
All right, well, until next time, peace.
Goodbye. I guess we could have, I should have started the piano
before
a little sooner, like during the outro. It would have been real classy.
Yeah, but see, we're doing it live. You can't fade in. Maybe we got to make the fade in on the drop.
Yeah, fade in for sure, permanent.
But then we got to time the
that
perfectly. Yeah.
God, this beat's lit.
And we can talk over our outro now.
This beat is lit. I made it.
Because it's all live. Peace out, y'all.
We out, we out, we out.
We out, we out. Peace out.
End because